Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Josie, what are you talking about on Strictly Sequence?
Today I'm going to be talking about the Musical Week, and this was the quarterfinals too.
Sounds good. Josh, what food do you have for us today?
Today I'll be making Rice Krispie Cakes.
And Chaz, what game are you talking about?
Today I'm going to be talking about the Lego games with Josh because Harry is ill.
Also, we are reporting from the White College Volunteers Tea Party and find out who wins for the Christmas tree competition. Let's get started.
Hello, this is Josie Shaw with Strictly Sequins. This week was the quarterfinal and it was the Musical Week. The opening school performance was Mamma Mia Mega Mix. It was kind of fun and excitement, and the judges really enjoyed that dancing too.
They really love a chance to perform, don't they? Josie, there are fewer couples each week now. Have you got any that were your highlights?
Stacey and Kevin, they danced an American Smooth to a tune from Les Miserables. The judges said so special, honest and thoughtful, and they scored 38 points.
Oh, that was good. Anybody else that you liked?
Yes, Asha and Pasha, they danced Quick Step. The judges said smash hit, Fast and Furious, and they scored 38 points too.
Oh, equal scores. Okay, so who were the highest scorers this week?
Faye and Giovanni. They did The Sound of Music like Puppets, which was known as Charleston. They scored 40 points because the judges said pure diamond.
They score so well, don't they, those two? So what about the dance-off this week?
Charles and Carmen, they did Rumba, West Side Story, song called Maria, which was very touching, the judge said, and I agree, because it was just like that. They scored 35 points.
Okay, and who else was in the dance-off?
Asha and Pasha.
Right, so who were the couple that actually left this week?
This time, Charles and Kelwyn. And I know because they keep going in and out, and this time they finally got it.
Oh, what a shame, what a shame. Now, was there a special guest star this week?
Oh, yeah, Adam Lambert, the leader of Queen. He was just like Freddie Mercury, especially the way he lead this group and sang it too.
Great, and did you say that you'd actually seen him perform live?
Yeah, some years ago at the Alibi Festival, and I enjoyed that.
Good, you were really lucky.
And next week is the semi-final. Five couples next week coming up. Well, this is Joe Shawn, this is Strictly Sequins. See you again next time.
I'm Josh, and this is my recipe of the week. This week, I'm making Rice Krispie Cakes.
What ingredients do you need for Rice Krispie Cakes, Josh?
You need 6 grams of unsalted butter, 3 tablespoons of golden syrup, 100 grams of bar milk or dark chocolate, 900 grams of Rice Krispies.
And how do you make Rice Krispie Cakes?
You melt the chocolate in small bursts in the microwave or in a bowl over a saucepan or simmering water. Add the butter, cut into small pieces, stir until it's melted. Add the syrup and stir. Add the Rice Krispies and stir in the chocolate mix gently. Spoon into 12 bun cases and leave to cool.
Do you know, this is always a children's favourite, isn't it? I think I remember making Rice Krispie Cakes with my kids. Brings back good memories.
You've been listening to Joshua's Recipe of the Week.
I'm Charles, or Chaz, and I'm with Josh today. So I'm going to be talking about Lego games. So I've got Lego Batman, Lego Marvel, and the game is on all consoles. So you've got the Xbox, the PC, the PS, and the age rating is from PG and onward. So Josh, have you played Lego Batman with your brothers? And was it funny, or was it interesting towards you?
The Lego games are fun games to play.
Yeah, see, I've got a little brother and I play with him because he always says, Charles, come downstairs, I need your help. And I'm standing up there like 20 minutes trying to sort it out myself, but and then I show him how to do it properly and he enjoys it. You can build things, you can make things, you can do it three players as well now.
Yes, that's the good thing.
Yeah, you've got to collect all different people as well.
I think the challenging thing is finding all like
the hidden treasure pieces.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I told my brother, I was like, there's places that you've got to go and find. He was like, really? I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh my God. So yeah. And then you've got the Marvel. The Marvel one is based on the movies. So in my eyes, I don't like that. They should have put a different storyline towards it, because that just made it all go, no, it's not a good thing.
The Lego Marvel games are more like, more fighting than like exploring and...
Yeah. See, that's annoying me. Does that annoy you?
A bit, because like, you've got to fight the Sandman, and that's like the hardest thing to defeat.
See, with me, I just, like, I don't really care. I prefer to put it this way. I'll go around and talk. I don't care which mission it is. I'm the Hulk. Because that's the best way for it, because he's strong, he's better, he's much more. But then, he looks like a Lego guy, so he looks twice as fat. It's really wrong. So what, do you think that's, what, he looks more fat, not the Hulk and Lego, or not?
He did look a bit fat in the Lego games.
Yeah. So what else of the Lego games have you played with your brother?
I've played the Lego Indiana Jones games, and they're quite fun to play.
I think I've played one of them. I played the Jurassic World Lego game with my other brother. He enjoyed that one. He likes dinosaurs, so I like
it. I've also played the Lego Star Wars games, and they're quite good fun to play as well, because they're like a bit based on the film, but more fun stuff in.
Yeah. So that's it about today. I hope you have a wicked day. See you later.
Hello, this is Tana Banana coming to you live from the Isle of Wight. We have Helena and why are we here today as Helena?
We're here today because we're having a volunteer tea.
And what is the idea behind this?
The idea behind this is that the students decorate Christmas trees around equality and diversity, and we put on a little tea party to say thank you to all the companies that accept our students for work experience.
Oh, that is a really good idea. How many years have you been doing this?
How many are coming today?
No, how many years have you been doing it?
Right, we've been doing this for about 6 years. Same time every year for 6 years.
So has it improved over the years?
It's different every year.
Yeah.
Because it's different students and they have different ideas.
So who is coming today?
We've got a lot of charity organisations that are attending today. We invited everybody who has students who do work experience, and some could make it and some can't.
So it's like helping them with the confidence and outside world.
Correct. It's giving them more confidence in a work placement.
Yes, that is really, really important.
It is. And that's why we put on this volunteer tea, to say thank you for all the hard work that they put in.
So who prepares the food?
The students.
And who's the watching up?
The students.
Yeah. Well, make sure you do, make sure they do the watching up too.
They did. They did that this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Helena.
That's not a problem.
I'm Josh, and I'm with Annie from the living room.
Hello.
What do you do at the living room?
Basically, I'm a cashier and mostly serve food and drinks to the other customers to make their day, making their day a special and fun day.
Annie, what's your part of the volunteers' tea today?
My part of the volunteers' tea is is helping the Isle of Wight College prepare for the volunteer-ty and helping by, like, bring the food in from another block and help prepare the place.
Oh, nice. So did you help get the room ready and make it look attractive for our visitors?
Yes, I did.
Good. Right. And what do you find that you get out of volunteers tea, and what do you get out of volunteering?
What I get out from doing this is that I'm able to help with living room and talk to other people from different companies.
Good. So does that help to boost your confidence?
Oh, yeah, definitely, 100%.
Good. Okay, well, I think we'd better go off and get a bit of cake, don't you?
Yeah, I agree.
Good idea.
I'm Josh, and I'm with Corinne from the Isle of Mountbatten Hospice. What did you do at the Isle of Mountbatten Hospice?
So we work in the distribution centre, so basically we accept all the donations from the public and then we sort them ready to sell in our shops.
And what was the whole project about?
Essentially raising as much money as we can to support and continue to offer the services we do at the hospice and also in the community.
What do you think of the volunteer tea?
The tea party?
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's very nicely decorated. It was very nice, very kind of you all to invite us. So far I'm enjoying it.
I'll let you go and have see what the cakes are like.
Lovely. Thank you.
Go.
We have Josie here. I love my college. We're in the tree competition. How does it feel?
I feel really proud of all the students that really worked hard, and they did a fantastic job.
So who is in your team?
Who's in my team? We have Luke, Amelia, George, Charlie. Would you like me to name them all?
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Josh, Robert, Jacob, David. I'm trying to think of the others now.
Oh my God, so many.
It's a big group.
How many?
How many? There's roughly about 16.
16, okay.
Yeah, can I I'll stop naming
them? Yes, sorry. That must be really exciting.
Yes.
Winning.
Oh, it's great, and I'm really excited to see them on Monday and give them their prize.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm really proud of them.
You know what? I never wondered.
Did you not?
No.
I'm sure your tree was fantastic, though.
No, but they're all very good.
Well, it wasn't, but thank you for saying.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Josh with Rowan.
Hello, yeah, this is Rowan. I'm from the Oxfam Bookshop down in Newport. We've been open for 5.5 years and working with Isle of Wight College for over three years.
Do you have college students at the bookshop?
We certainly do, and they do a fantastic job for us. In fact, I know you've worked with us in the past, and we'd be very glad to have you back. I think we've got 3 or 4 students at the moment working with us on different days of the week, doing different jobs, working online, out in the shop, on the till, helping in all forms.
Do they help you with your business?
They do a fantastic job. In fact, only the other day, one of the Isle of Wight students, Kian, found a new process for how we're treating books online, and he's making extra money to help people all over the world.
That's good. Thank you for your time and helping our students.
Well, thank you for all the help you give us.
Hello, I'm Hannah Banana. I got here.
Gary Clough.
And what have been your role in the whole day?
Well, we've been working with the students to create Christmas trees dressed with an equality and diversity theme. They weren't allowed any tinsel or baubles or lights, so everything had to be made by hand. And then this morning with the students, I helped them to set up the room.
So do you enjoy working on today?
Yes, it's a lot of hard work goes into it. We're teaching at the college as well, but it's worth doing because it's Christmas.
Yeah, who doesn't like Christmas?
Well, I'm sure there might be some people that don't like Christmas, but I do. I think you do as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do too. Yes.
It's all right, doesn't matter.
I can't really stop it. Hello, I'm Hannah Banana, and I have got here...
Gary Clark.
And so what is your role today?
Today, well, I'm a lecturer within Foundation Learning at the Isle of Wight College. Today I've been helping to set up the room with all the students, putting the decorations up, helping to organise with the food. And for the past, I think the past 2 weeks, I've been working with the students to help them dress up some Christmas trees.
So how many years have you been doing this?
Well, how many students?
How many years?
How many years? I've been here nearly 6 years at the college. I've met lots of different kinds of people.
Yeah. And who has been your best year?
My best year must be about 3 or 4 years ago when I had you in the class, Hannah.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you for that. But it must be loads and loads of students who are better than me.
It depends on what you mean by better, because actually every person is good at what they do. The thing is, everyone's got something to give, and people need help to be able to do that. I mean, I'm sat here with you guys, and both of you are students of mine from the past, aren't you? And I never thought that I'd be sat here being interviewed by you, so well done you.
Thank you for that. That is really encouraging.
You must keep doing what you're doing, because you're very good.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to say a big thank you to all the volunteer people for coming today. We had a wicked, fabulous day. People are here, so I would like to say goodbye.
And goodbye from Hannah.
Goodbye from Josh.
I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
We really enjoyed the show. Hope you did as well.
Don't forget, you can ride the Christmas Lights tour buses from Savamectis from the 8th to the 23rd of December this year. They go from Newport on Ride. If you want the book, go to islandbuses.info, call their travel shop, or actually pop into Newport or Ride bus station and ask there.
This is the Moving Up Show, part of the Four P's Project on Vectors Radio and the Isle of Wight College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.